B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 11 o'clock across the Delaware Valley. So I gotta share with you a funny story. Listen, everybody sit tight. Jeff and Tasty Cake and CD Dan and Maddie and Mark and then Marky too. Just sit, hang tight. And we'll get to you in a moment. But yesterday, Schwartz spoke, right? So when Jim Schwartz speaks and he riled up all the Eagles fans, I wanted to do Travis Fulgham Tuesday, right? And so we had booked his college coach at Old Dominion, Bobby Wilder. And so he's gracious enough. But after all the vitriol over Schwartz, I was like, I can't get Bobby on today. I got to move him. So he was kind enough to come on today. But he tweeted, I'm not getting in the way of angry Eagle fans. So here he is today to talk some Travis. Coach Bobby Wilder, formerly of Old Dominion. What do you say, Coach? How are you, Bob?
Oh, I'm fired up to be with you, Anthony. I got to tell you, I recruited most of my career, South Jersey and Philly.
You did?
Love listening to your show. And I love me some Eagles fans. And there was no way I wanted to be associated with Jim Schwartz yesterday. No way. Thank you for moving me to today.
So you did a lot of recruiting in our area. That's so cool. So you got to hang out and you kind of know the area a little bit. See something.
Oh yeah, I love Broad Street. I'm an Eagles fan. I grew up in New England, so I grew up with the Patriots.
Sure.
when they've been pretty good lately, but especially since Lovato's been with the team and Fulgham. How about this, Anthony? I mean, you talk about two. Because I know Philly and I know Eagles fans, the blue-collar people. You talk about two blue-collar kids that have incredible stories. You got Fulgham, who grew up playing soccer in Jordan and Egypt and South Africa and India.
Wow.
And then you got Rick Lovato, who grew up making calzones at Joyce's Sub and Pizza in Lincroft, New Jersey. How about that?
That's unbelievable. It's fantastic. Tell me the story of Travis. First of all, Coach, my man can play. My man's legit.
He's a baller.
Yeah.
How about this kid? Anthony, the crazy thing, he's only played football for 9 years in his entire life. 2 years of high school and 5 years at Old Dominion, now 2 years in the NFL. Most people that are in the NFL play football since Pop Warner. So
right.
You're talking 16 years. He's growing exponentially. I mean, this guy is still learning how to play football because he's only played for 9 years. But the backstory on this is a lot of credit's got to go to Matt Griffiths, his high school coach at Broad Run High School in Alexandria, Virginia. He got to know Fulgham, sees him in the hallway. He's like, why is this kid only playing soccer and basketball? Gets him to come out for the team his junior year. Kid has some pretty good years, his junior, senior year. We could see the talent on the video, Anthony. He was just so raw. You could just tell he was just learning how to play the game, but he had the athleticism, hand-eye coordination, the speed, the agility from playing soccer and basketball. So he comes down in March of 2014 with his mom and dad, great people, background in the military. So I got a real good sense of the discipline, the structure and the family, the work ethic. And my biggest fear at the time is I didn't have a scholarship left. This was after signing day in February that he was going to go play basketball because he was being recruited by some people. So I convinced him and my staff did, come as a preferred walk-on. I'll guarantee you within a year I'll put you on scholarship. Well, Anthony, he's a week into camp in August and he is the kids are saying this, that he's mossing everybody. He's destroying people in one-on-ones, goal line, red zone work. He's on scout team destroying people. And fortunately, we were able to redshirt him that year. We had a quarterback, Taylor Heinicke, who played with the Vikings and Panthers. And we had a wideout, Zach Pascal, who's doing good things with the Colts. Another Jaguars. So we had a lot of talent in front of him, so we redshirted him. And then his story, Anthony, when you look at his numbers, he really didn't catch fire until his senior year. And I can tell you, the exact day that it happened, where he got on everybody's radar, was September 22nd, 2018. We're playing 10th-ranked Virginia Tech. He had maybe six catches in the first three games, and then we switched quarterbacks, and we threw for 500 yards that day, upset Virginia Tech.
Wow.
He had nine catches for 188 yards and a touchdown, a similar game to what he just did to the Steelers, and that's when the scouts went, wow, this kid can play, because he was – it was Virginia Tech, it was Bud Foster, and it was Caleb Farley who was playing corner, who he opted out this year. He's going to be a draft choice. So that was the game that really put Fulgham on the map. And then he went off the rest of the year, Anthony. He ended up with 63 catches, 1,083 yards, nine touchdowns, and really did it in nine games. And in my opinion, for those nine games, he was one of the best wide receivers in America.
Wow. And I remember we're talking to Bobby Wilder, who was Travis Fulgham's coach at college at Old Dominion. And Bob, I remember you guys putting up a lot of points. You guys had a great offense. I remember that Va Tech game too. America's, such a monumental upset.
Anthony, we scored some points, man. The reason I'm talking to you right now and not coaching is we couldn't stop anybody.
But let me ask a question. But wait a second. With all of that, the way the game is today, with offense, did you just want to take a break, or you got to be on somebody's staff?
Yeah, I'll be back in the game in a minute here. I've been doing it for 32 years. I love it. Age group. I've had opportunities to coach in the NFL. I got a lot of friends in the NFL, but I really enjoy this 18 to 22 year old age group. They keep me young. And the other thing, Anthony, is just the two guys I'm talking to you about. I got a lot of kids like this.
That's Travis awesome. Fulgham,
he's playing soccer overseas, and Rick Lovato's, making subs, and all of a sudden he's in the NFL. This is stuff just fires me up, and I love the fact that I've got two kids on the Eagles.
That's fantastic. So when you see Fulgham, right, when I guess he was an Army brat, right? So he was around, so he grew up overseas, the whole thing. What's his greatest attribute, you think, just as a wide receiver? Because the two things that stood out to me is that he's a really precise route runner, and I love the fact he's a hands catcher, not a body catcher.
Right. Yeah, first of all, the character, the fact, you look at Fulgham, and this kid has turned every minor setback into a major comeback, from how he grew up, from being a walk-on and earning a scholarship, from being a six-round draft choice, cut three times in a year. And all the times that I would talk or text with him, he's really good friends with my oldest son, Derek. They played together at Old Dominion. So you know how young people are now, and at this day and age, they get on Xbox, and that's their social time.
That's cool, yeah.
And Travis has just never changed. He's the same person all the time. I mean, all these guys now, they're busting his chops. My son's busting his chops. Like, okay, now you're friends with Chad Johnson, so, I'm out. You're going to cut me loose. shut up. Fulgham's the same guy all the time. And that's why I think Eagles fans will love him. He's a blue collar. Yeah. And all he's known is to work his tail off for everything in life. Now, the football attributes, you talk about catching the ball with the hands, but how big he is to the ball in man coverage, which, Anthony, that's the NFL. The NFL's man coverage. You can't get off the ball. If you can't high point a ball, if you can't back shoulder a ball, you got to be big on the ball, and that's his number one attribute. He's so athletic, and he's big to the football in man coverage. And as a quarterback, I'm a former quarterback, you love those guys, because when you're about to get drilled in the chops, you want to throw it to a guy who's big to the ball in man coverage.
Yeah, you're it's funny, because you mentioned his basketball background, and I love particularly my receivers and tight ends who play basketball, who really understand, how to use their body, how to shield the defender. And you could see the way he explodes on the foot. Like, it's great that the way you put it, where he gets big around the ball.
That's for the touchdown against the 49ers. I could see it on TV. He talked about it after. He lost the ball initially, whether it was the lights or
not.
But when you play basketball, you got to track balls that are coming over your shoulder. You got to track up the rim and how they bounce. So he stayed with the ball throughout that catch. And even when he was bobbling it going to the ground, he had the wherewithal to pin it against his body, keep his left foot in bounds, and then hurdle his body sideways so he broke the plane over the cone. That goes back to those basketball skills and the hand-eye coordination.
Totally.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
We're talking to Coach Bobby Wilder, Travis Fulcombe's coach at Old Dominion. Hey, while we're talking, what's your, just afar, you're just, what do your eyes tell you about Wentz, since you're watching a lot of Eagles now?
I love Wentz. I'm a big Carson Wentz fan. Number one, because of his character. I think he wants to win. He'll do anything to win. I wish he wouldn't get hit as much as he does, but they've got to, and this is me just being an Eagles fan and a former coach, they got to continue to give him some guys to work with, you know, give him some targets to throw to. And that 29 points against the Steelers, that's a good Steelers football team. So it just goes to show you with Fulcombe having that game, if they can get the production out of the wideouts, and I thought the other guys played well, if they can get that kind of production, that's who the Eagles will be on offense. Because what he can do with the ball, what he can do out of the pocket, Anthony, that's going to help in the run game. It's going to make the offensive line better. And I think the Eagles, personally, I think they're better on defense than they played Saturday. But I'm a huge Carson Wentz fan. I think this guy is a superstar, and he just needs to continue to have those pieces around him.
Yeah. Hey, are you – so what do you do? I always love talking to coaches that have been around a long time and they take a break. So did you ever run into Spags during it?
Because he's from up there. We cut our teeth together back coaching at Maine. I mean, Spags.
That's why I asked you that, because I knew you were at Maine and he's one of my dear friends. So, you know, when he took off.
No money, and I had no money. I'm making $21,000.
Yeah.
He's at my all the time with me and my wife. He's in my refrigerator all the time. I'm like, Spags, what are you doing, man? Go to your apartment. Get out of my fridge and leave my damn beer alone. I'm so happy for him, Anthony. I'm still in touch. He's got one of my kids out there, Tim Ward, a defensive end. Kansas City. And I talked to Spags after the Super Bowl. I mean, obviously, Andy Reid gets all the credit, and I love Andy Reid. He's awesome. But Reid didn't win without Spags the year before. He needed Spags, and Spags was the difference in those games. And obviously, Patrick Mahomes is a supernatural talent, but Spags was the difference for that Chiefs team last year.
I'll tell you a great story. So I'm over the house. Now, he's climbing the walls, right? Because, you know, he can't be out of work. And he was out of work.
He's a ball coach.
Yeah, like, it was driving him nuts. Like, he's like, what are you going to do? Like, he had nothing to do. So I was his only friend here. So he would call. So I was over the house, and he gets the text from Andy. Hey, what are you doing? And it was like, wow, look at that. It was you knew from that it was a perfect match because put those two together. But that's so cool. There's a cadre of you guys, particularly being on the recruiting trail, that would work the Northeast and come through the area. Who are some of the kids that you recruited out of Philly, South Jersey?
Well, hey, I got to tell you this one quick, Andy. Talk about Spags. So when Andy first got the job, what year was that when Andy Reid first got to Philly?
99.
Okay, 99. Yeah, so I'm recruiting. I'm recruiting in South Jersey. I'm down in South Jersey recruiting, and Spags calls me and says, hey, I'm on my way to Philly. He says, don't say anything. Andy Reid just got the job, and he got hired as – it was like one of those, you know, assistant to the assistant jobs when he first broke into the NFL. So I'm with Spags, you know, we're at the hotel bar getting something to eat because he just flew into town the night Andy got announced. So, I mean, this goes back to when they first started. But a lot of those players, we had a ton of players in Maine from South Jersey when I was assistant. At Old Dominion, we had a kid from Kingsway. He's the all-time leading rusher in Old Dominion history named Ray Lowry.
Wow.
Was Kingsway, who, you know, he had a cup of coffee
That's
with
cool.
the Bengals.
Yeah.
He looked like he was going to play in the XFL, and that thing tanked. So, but man, I've had so many players from that area, whether it was at Maine or South Jersey that came through. I love the kids because they're like me in my background, blue collar guy, and those kids, Philly, South Jersey, there's a lot of blue collar kids.
That's awesome. I got to tell you, Bob, you're great, man. It's so good talking to you. I keep us abreast, man. Well, I'm curious, like, as this thing goes on with Travis, I got to get you back and then, let us know where you wind up, because you're a good guy, yeah. Man. Really. I love talking to you.
Yeah. Travis texted me, last night, invited me up to a game. He's like, I hope you can come up at some point and see me play. So I may be calling you, since Spags is out of your place, to see if I can get in.
You got it, buddy.
Quality Anthony time. I'd love to come see my two kids play. It's just obviously with the virus, it hasn't been able. That was my plan this fall. If I didn't get back in it, I was just going to travel and watch my kids play. I got, you know, I got Pasco with the Colts. I got Ward with the Chiefs. I got Rashad Coward with the Bears. So just getting a chance to, and I got O'Shane Zimenez with the New York Giants.
Yeah.
So just fun to see these kids and living their dream in the NFL.
That's awesome. Brother, God bless you, man. Listen, be safe during this thing, all right? And I look forward to meeting you.
I appreciate it. And tell my fellow Eagles fans, deep breath right now. Take deep breaths. The Giants are up this weekend. I mean, let's deep breath.
After Baltimore. We got Harbs in Baltimore first.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, no good on that one.
Life's going to be okay.
Thanks, Bobby. Take it easy, buddy. Here he is. What a pleasure, man. My pleasure. Bobby Wilder, the Travis Fulgham's head coach, former head coach at Old Dominion.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.